Well, mighty climate activist Mike Smith has kicked up a political storm at the Beehive, accusing the government of rolling back climate action and raising serious questions about transparency and corporate influence in environmental decision making. And Mike is with us again. Thank you for your time to kind of tēnā koe, Mike.
Morning, Adele.
Well, the chickens are coming home to roost, aren't they? I couldn't help but be slightly embarrassed for the Prime Minister as he ducked and dived and weaved when asked about the lobbying practices of big business, the very companies that you were taking to task through your challenge through our court system, now being denied you, it would seem. You've described recent climate policy moves as part of a broader rollback. What do you think is really driving these decisions from the government, Mike?
Yeah, well, it certainly was a shifty look, you know, and as you say, the ducking and diving. And but I think what's behind it is just corporate cronyism. You know, these large corporates that are causing so much havoc around our country, not only our country, but the world, which is leading to this unprecedented climate emergency, they just don't want to change their behaviour. They want to just keep on, you know, exploiting and extracting resources from our beautiful world, as if there's no tomorrow, which, you know, will be the case if they're allowed to continue. And so all the common sense, all the science, all our mātauranga Māori tells us that we can't be continuing hurtling down that destructive path. But these companies are hell-bent on doing that, and they want to influence the government because they're nervous that the courts, which aren't political bodies, they're there to decide whether or not things are correct or not correct, right or wrong. And but they don't want the supervision of the courts because the courts might find against them and tell them that they have to change their business practices. So they don't want that sort of supervision, so they're going to the government, and they're saying, kill the case. And they're doing it in such a way that, you know, is an affront to the rule of law. It's an affront to our rights under Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And it's just another abuse of that. I mean, that's going on almost daily these days. But it's an affront to average New Zealanders as well, because you know, most people would say that, you know, that all of us should have the right to go to court to get matters that we're concerned about judged if they're sufficiently concerning and important enough. And five Supreme Court judges ruled on my case, and they said, yes, this is a significant thing that we need to be considering, and the case has merit, and they gave a date for next year for our court case to be heard. And so, yeah, all of us should have the rights to do that if we have important matters to put before the courts. And so what's propelling this? Well, it's the greed and it's the selfishness of these companies who want to just keep exploiting our world. And that's the greed part of it. And I might add that a lot of the shareholders of some of these companies, they're not actually New Zealanders, and the wealth flows overseas. So we're being exploited by others, and the selfishness that they're doing in such a way that doesn't think about our tamariki and our mokopuna to come. And I was just listening to a little podcast early this morning about some of the climate scientists who reckon that by 2050 we're going to be in deep trouble. We're starting to see the impacts happening now, but in 25 years we're really going to be facing a major ecological breakdown in the Earth. And they're predicting that 10% of the world's population will be killed off. And that's millions and millions and millions of people. And so obviously the most vulnerable people will be the first ones to go. And the vulnerable in this case are people who are poor, people that live in coastal areas, people that don't have the money to adapt, or you know, the ability to shore up their situations. I mean, a lot of our people can't even survive in today's world. They don't have homes, don't have security, don't have food. So just imagine how bad that's going to be in 25 years as the you know, as the climate starts to radically change and create a very dangerous world now.
Well, Tinak, perhaps we should spend more money on armaments. Well, that's what seems to be going on, doesn't it? Is the forced hand to increase our GDP spending on defence, and of course in the budget, the building of more prisons to house the poor who will falter, no doubt, when their backs are against the wall. Mike Smith is with us today. Mike, what about the similarities here, and what would you say of our political and legislative system that steps into cases that are already in train? I can't help but compare to what happened in 04 with Helen Clark's attitude to the foreshore and seabed, you know, denying Māori through our treaty our rights to even present our case in court. Well, that appears to be what is happening to you as well.
Yeah, so it's just it's happening again. The denial of justice to our people is becoming almost a you know, a characteristic of New Zealand society. We've got to ask ourselves as Māori and as New Zealanders who care about the type of world we're in, is this what we want? And if we want a kind of future that's marked by injustice, by ecological destruction, anybody does. Nobody in their right minds wants that. Well, in that case, we've just got to find governance systems that will provide the security that all of us need and are entitled to. So, So the question, therefore, is how do we do that? And I don't think the current political system as it is will provide that. So we need some guardrails, some constitutional guardrails that limit the powers of government and just says, look, here's your core business, stick to your knitting, but there's some things that should be out of the reach of political parties. You know, the swinging backwards and forwards between the right and the extreme right, and that seems to be what we've had over the last few years. It just swings between right-wing centrist governments to extreme right-wing like we've got now. We just can't allow that to keep continuing. We've got to put in guardrails, constitutional guardrails, that says, you know, we can't trust politicians to completely control the economy, to completely control the environment, to completely control Tiriti or Waitangi and Indigenous relationships and between us. They're just not responsible enough. And they will throw us and all of those issues under the bus if it's politically expedient for them to do so, or if the crony capitalists who are paying them gazillions of dollars in campaign fees decide that it's harmful to their practices and they slip them a little note under the desk, which is what's happened in my case. We've got to look at what are the separations of powers that the government has between what are the constitutional safeguards that we have as a nation, so to protect ourselves from politicians. And that's a sad state of affairs. I mean, I don't imagine anybody votes in the election for a political party that's going to hurt us. And yet, here we are, witnessing almost on the daily now the war on Māori, the war on the environment, the war on democracy, and in this case, you know, the war on my ability to have these matters sorted out in court. And so, you know, we've just got to, we live almost in a Wild West environment at the moment where the government feels emboldened and empowered to do whatever it wants. And all the checks and balances, you know, like select committees and public submissions have been swept to the side. And now the government's saying, we're just going to fast track all of this. We'll give all the powers to two or three ministers who can make decisions just like that on the hoof without due consideration to what are the impacts or possibly the unforeseen circumstances that's going to come from these policies. They're just, you know, they're just mental. But it's like they're all, what are they? Are they all taking steroids down there? Are they smoking pee? I just, they're just beggars belief. The hurtling off the cliff and taking us all with them. So I mean, I don't mind if they jump off the cliff, but I'm not coming, and I don't think any of us should.
Well, we'll follow this situation and others. Of course, the heavy-handedness of US attitudes to our land and our people as well, and the constantly changing geopolitical environment. But, you know, back home here, environmentally, we have concerns. Mike is an advocate for our tile, as we all should be, and be very mindful of the moves to silence him and his challenges. Thank you for joining us once again on the program. Tōkana, tēnā koe, Mike.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Thank you. Have a good day. You too.